This picture here, just a different view of the rock cycle, but now starting to put a bit of a more three-dimensional spin on it. So we can see we have got our weathering, our transport, our deposition and formation of the sedimentary rocks. Those materials then are pushed under, transformed into the metamorphic rocks. If they're pushed under further still, then they're turned into the magma, which then becomes material that's brought back to the surface again. So up in the Aspen Tablelands, we've obviously got lots of examples of that. The area is large, and so this is just like an introductory view to make sure that you're comfortable with what's the difference between a metamorphic rock, an igneous rock, and a sedimentary rock, and how the three things are related together. The people that study this are the guys that study petrology, which has nothing to do with petrol. This is actually about the study of rocks.